Morning, neighbour. You're up early?
Oh, sure, that makes sense. Once the kids are up, you're up.
Sure, what's up?
The guy I have over. Oh, him, yeah. That's my student. He actually helps with a book club I run at school and a couple of other things. Super bright kid. I was actually texting him about something we have to go over today.
What? What is it? You seem surprised.
Embarrassed? What? Why embarrassed?
Oh.
Oh, because you thought he looked really cute. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Right. Right. With a student, it's different. It changes those things. I understand. Well, he's 18, if it makes you feel any better.
Yes, fully 18.
And really strong for his age. Like, really. You can tell, you know? So, I don't blame you for thinking he's... Well, I was going to say older. It's okay. It's okay. Like I said, that's an honest mistake. Oh, you were looking to set him up with a friend from the gym. Well, if he wasn't a student, sure. Oh, yeah, right, you're married with kids. You wouldn't be looking at my student for yourself. Right. Well, don't worry and don't be embarrassed. If I'm being honest, that particular boy is pretty mature for his age. Yeah. It makes him popular in a way. So again, don't be embarrassed. Besides, we'll keep this between you and I. Oh, look at the time. I have to get to school. Yeah, I usually get there early. A bit of a ritual I have every morning. Of course, trust me with this topic. I'm very understanding. Okay, have a good one. Hey. Oh no, after you. I'm just getting a refresher. Didn't get a ton of sleep, so I think this coffee maker is going to get a workout. Oh, you didn't sleep either? I'm sorry. Everything all right? It's just, what? Something weird? What happened? Do you want to talk about it? Okay, yeah, is it something dirty? It is? Look, there's no one else here in the faculty lounge, so sit down. What is it? Tell me. Oh, it's nothing with you, okay. Last night, outside your house, you heard what? Sex. Holy shit, like, people were fucking. Yeah, that is pretty crazy that they were clearly outside, because you live right next to the park, don't you? They were just fucking in the park. Yeah, still, I guess they would have to be pretty loud. Oh, the woman was pretty loud, huh? Oh my God, screaming. You did? You went into the park? Holy shit, did you find anything? Nothing, huh? Well, it's good you waited. What if you'd walked in on them? Like, you can say it. It was strange standing out there knowing that's where people had just fucked. Well, whoever they are, I hope they keep it down next time. There's the bell. I'm off. Good luck. Drink lots of coffee and fingers crossed your adventurous couple doesn't come back tonight. Hey. Can I speak to you in my office for a second? So, I've had two conversations about you today.
Yep,
I can tell you all about them. Or I can text you about them in a bit, with some pictures I took while the faculty lounge was empty. Pictures it is. Where are you going to be tonight? The weight room here. Interesting. I think I know someone who'll be working late after school. Yeah. They'll probably have to check on places like the weight room to make sure students aren't abusing their privileges. You wouldn't be planning to abuse any privileges, would you? It'd be a shame if you did, because then I'd have to abuse my authority. Go on, there's the bell. Go to your next class before I drag you into the hall and do something drastic. Hey. Yeah, I volunteered to stay late tonight, get some work finished, and then make sure everything is locked up. Because it has to be done, and I don't mind. Why, did you have something planned? Good, then I'm not ruining anything. Well, don't get huffy. This is my job. It's not like I'm out doing anything crazy. I'll be home when I'm done. That's when I'll be home, so don't worry about it. Because you only seem to notice I'm not there when you want to start a fight. And that's why I'm catching an attitude. Listen, I don't want to fight with you. I told you I'm at work and I've got a lot to do. Yep, a lot to check up on. Like, right now. I'll call you when I'm on my way home. Love you. Asshole. Where are you? The gym is empty. Oh, you devious little bastard. Excuse me, young man. Are you supposed to be in here? This is the sauna. It's part of the athletics department here at school. I don't recall anyone giving you authorization to be in here. How dare you? My authorization? I'm a teacher, young man. I can go anywhere in this facility that requires an authoritative presence. Looks to me like that's exactly what you need. Sitting here in just a towel, alone in this hot room, in this big, empty school. You shouldn't let the fact that I'm also here in just a towel fool you. I have a strong hand. And a firm grasp of the rules. By the feel of what's under your towel, I'd say I'm exactly the woman for the job. You think you can just sit here at school with your hard dick barely covered up, young man? I'd say that's highly inappropriate, and what you need is a lesson on just how inappropriate things can get. Hi, baby. I've wanted to do this all fucking day. Oh, fuck. Hello, gorgeous. Oh, yes. You get hard waiting for me, baby? Yeah? Waiting for a teacher to come over and fucking grope you like this again? God, you look fucking amazing. That weight room is treating you like a king. Fuck me, you look good. Oh, these strong muscles attached to this fucking cock. It's not fair, my love. It's not fair to the rest of the human race. We have things to do. We can't sit around all day thinking about you and imagining ourselves getting fucked. Is that what really got you hard today? The fact that you knew two more grown women had touched themselves thinking about you. I saw your little look in their eyes. My neighbour asking about you for a friend. My colleague, another teacher, kept awake remembering what we sound like when we fuck. Walking the park, looking for us afterwards. You think she touched herself out there? In the park, in the dead of night? I do. I think she sat down on the bench you fucked me over and slid her hand down the front of her pajamas thinking about it. And before she could realise what she was doing, she was coming. She'd been a perfectly normal and reasonable woman before that moment. And then, after hearing us, hearing you, she was masturbating in public and coming on her hand. I wonder how my neighbour is doing too. So responsible. Just a woman with a husband and two kids trying to get through her day. Now with the image of you at my house burning a hole in her mind, setting her pussy on fire. She has things to do, a house to keep up, errands to run. But instead, she's wasting the day away, watching my house, hoping to catch a glimpse of you. Or on the couch, fucking herself while thinking about the time you said hello to her. Or in the shower, screaming while thinking about you with two fingers inside her cunt. Imagine her husband coming home and asking her why they're out of something she was supposed to pick up at the store. And she's got to lie and say she forgot. She didn't forget. She was too busy thinking about someone other than him. She was too busy thinking about fucking a real man. A real man who's only 18 and about to have his dick sucked by his fucking teacher. This big, thick, fucking piece of fucking artwork right here. This cock that fucked me insane. I don't have to imagine that they're doing this, baby, because I fucking know it. I know it from experience. I used to fucking be them, watching you all day and dreaming of you, losing whole days to imagining what you'd feel like inside me, dreaming of doing this. They already know their husbands can't compete. They haven't even touched or tasted or fucked this thing yet. And they already know. Just like I did. I knew this would be the dick to take me from my husband. And that's exactly what it was. He's useless. He's nothing. He's been noticing that I've been staying after school a lot lately, and I'm very close to telling him to mind his own fucking business. That if he wants to find me, he can come here and follow the sounds of his wife coming on the dick of his student. That's what those women will be like, too. My little colleague is wondering who her mystery man is, but my neighbour knows. She fucking knows. All she needs is a little push and she's screaming for you, baby. Yeah, does that make you throb? Does that make you fucking ache? Is that part of what makes your dick this fucking hard today? Because it's part of why my pussy is so fucking wet. Let me just climb inside you. Okay. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Shit. Oh, God. Motherfucker. Here it comes. The orgasm when you slide all the way inside me. Here it fucking comes. Oh, fuck. Baby. Oh, baby, I can't stop thinking about them with you. I can't stop I want it. I want it so fucking bad. I want to watch them break underneath you. I want to watch them lose their mind. I want to watch them throw away everything just to feel you on top of them. I want it. I want it so fucking bad. I want to rub my cunt while I watch you fuck them. I want to taste their pussy after you've fucked them numb. I want to watch you ruin them and the pull you on top of me and fuck every last inch of this beautiful cock back inside me. I want to be destroyed. I want a fucking wreckage. God, you're so fucking deep. So fucking deep. Oh, baby, look at us. Look at the sweat on our bodies. Fuck. It's running down your chest and your stomach. I look so good against your muscles. So good against mine too. Fuck. Hand me my phone. Put it down. I want to record this. I want to remember us like this. Before your reign of terror. Here we are. Here I am with my baby. My precious fucking angel. We're fucking where we're not supposed to again, and soon he's going to be doing it to others too, aren't you, baby? Aren't you my precious baby? My big-dicked little angel. Yeah. You're going to turn other women into ruins, aren't you, baby? Yeah? Fuck. Fuck, yes, baby. Yes, baby, me. You love fucking me to ruins. You perfect little thing. Fuck. Yeah, put my phone down. Yeah, just put it. Yeah, that's perfect. No, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me to ruins, baby, please. Yeah. Just break me into pieces. Fuck. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God, you perfect little boy. You perfect little angel. Oh, my perfect little angel. Fuck me like my husband can't. Fuck me like none of them can. Show me what you're going to do to those women. Show me right now. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Fuck. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck. Break me. Fuck yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. Fuck. So fucking good. So fucking good. Oh, my God, I'm numb. My brain is numb. God, yes, I want your cum. I want your cum. Do it. Do it. Do it. Give me your cum. Give me your cum, baby. Come on. Give me your cum, my love. It's all I want. It's all I fucking want. My perfect boy, my perfect angel. Please, angel, come inside me. Come inside me, baby. I want it so bad. Bless my pussy. Bless my broken little pussy with your fucking cum. Send me back to my husband, a broken fucking mess. What is it, angel? You like that? Yeah? You like destroying my husband while you fuck me? Because I love it too. He can't do this. He's fucking useless. He's fucking nothing. He's just a hole in space. He can't do this to me. Only you can. He's nothing. He's nothing. He's nothing. Come. That's it. That's it. Here. Come on. Come on. That's it. That's it. Let it out. Let it all go inside me. Oh, fuck you. Fill me up. Fill me up. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my precious little angel. Fuck, good boy. Oh, that was amazing. That was fucking amazing. Holy shit. I was really mad at my husband. It just It just turns me on so much talking like that while you fucking annihilate me. Oh, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. My little love. You let me just climb off you and show that camera. Look at that, I got it all on camera. All that cum. Look at it just spilling out of me. Fuck, that's hot. You're fucking amazing. Yeah. I swear to God, I think I have to sleep here tonight. I don't think I can operate a motor vehicle after that. A school sleepover. Well, that's an idea. Maybe with those other two when you start fucking them. Just let me stop recording. I should post that. Honestly. Just post it and send the link out. I think by the end of the day you'd be torn to pieces by women in town trying to fuck you. But maybe it's worth it. Well, we know at least two that want you. And I meant every word, baby. They want you. And I want them for you.